This is Mara Davidson, an intern at AFSC Iowa, and today I sat down with Marvin, a refugee from Liberia, to hear his story about his journey to America and what has happened since.
I'm from Liberia. When I was leaving this country, you know, before I left the country, it was a war in this country.
Yeah.
1990.
Yeah.
And I fled and I went to Ivory Coast. We walked to another town because from the border to go to where we were going was a long distance. And we were in the forest eating our root because there was no food. We had to eat some root to get out to survive. And I can remember that time, you know, the company I was working with first, we went to Sano on our way coming back, and then when the car was in, I fell in the ambush car. So this is what gave me all this mark. All on my back. I had a cut on my back. So I just saw, you know, because I was sitting with a driver in the front, I just saw something just coming behind the car. So you know, I looked in the view mirror, I just saw something coming. So I said, but what is coming from? I turned my body, and then the car was in the air already. They just picked up the car from the ground and just threw it in the valley.
Yeah.
And when they got on reach, they didn't know, waste of time. Just open fire. But you know, when God never agree on something, I don't care.
Yeah.
There's nothing that can take your life away. The whole place, you see this place here? The whole place open on me. And we're like this.
Wow.
Yeah. But there was no more time for me to die at that time.
Yeah.
And when I crossed over, there's somebody who helped me, treated me, you know, take good care of me in the village until I can get to my people, to my family. Then before we all got together to go to another area. That where we were until I left from there. I was doing electronic job. I used to fix people, radio, television, all of this stuff. But then the area we were living, you know, when the Avora army come in and that sometime, they can say they classify everybody to be rebel from across. All Liberian, when they look at it, they say, oh, you are rebel. So when they want to arise, you know, they will say, oh, you are rebel. Hey, man, you are rebel. When you getting all this stuff and you're facing it? And I open your shop, and every day people come in with old TV, old radio, old this, to repair them. So where you expect me to go? I can't go across to go get them. I have to stay in the shop for people to come in, and that's the business I'm doing. So, but when they arrive, they were getting too much. Then one of my friends, he's an army officer too. He said, guy, you have to leave the area. Because the day something happened, the people all trusting you guys, they will come and do harm to you guys. So you have to leave. Now how come I left the area? 1994. Okay. I left and I went to Abidjan. I opened a shop in Abidjan. That's where I was doing my late business again all over. But when the election was coming again, I said no. Because the noise was getting too much in the election again, I said no, it was not safe for me. I have to go to Ghana. That's how I left. Instead of Ghana, I went to Nigeria. So I was in Nigeria until I came to America. I left from Nigeria in 2004. I love this area because, you know, it's okay for me. I don't find any problem. You know, like most of my friends, they can come from different state. They can come and say, man, you people are living in a good area. The place is quiet. I say, why? He say, oh, you know, I walk in the state. Sometimes when you walk in, you see a body on the street. Sometimes you see, every second, you see police running. What happened? Maybe people fighting on that side, or maybe, you know, drugs, gangs, and doing things out of the way. But in your area, it's okay. So I think they will be good for me, you know, and my family to move here. I say, yeah, you guys can move forward. You know, someone can come and, you know, to see how best this area is looking, you know, to see the environment. When it's okay for them, then they go and bring their family. Like, this is how people coming in. But in some of the states, they say it's rough. I say, oh, well, my own area, since I came from the time I left in Africa, Des Moines is my in a place I know. I don't even know any other state besides Des Moines. That's all.